let's take a look at our try except finally. Now, in my case, I'm going to use the classic example, which is going to be that divide by zero. So I've already coded in my x, my y, and let's go ahead and print out the results. So we'll just go ahead and say x divided by y, save that, and then let's go ahead and run this. So we'll say Python, and then in my case, my demos.py. And you'll notice that sure enough, I get a little error message here telling me, hey, we tried to divide by zero. By the way, I'm putting that print above and below just to hopefully make the output a little bit easier to read, kind of separate it out from the C:\, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so now what I want to do is I want to go ahead and catch that. So I'm going to start off by saying try, and then I'm going to do that print. And actually, you know what I'm going to do? Since we're here, let's take a little look at a little Visual Studio thing. So one of the things that you're going to notice is that I have these cool little things called snippets. And what snippets will do for me is they will give me an opportunity to go ahead and get some pre-baked code where all I have to do is just simply hit tab and it will automatically put all of that in for me. So if I choose, in my case, that try except else finally and hit tab, now it's just going to right there give me that whole block of code without me having to type it all in. You'll notice that that little pass is already highlighted. Pass, by the way, just simply means, hey, just go on to whatever's next. And it's used just to make sure that our syntax is still valid. So now I could go ahead and say try print, and then in my case, x divided by y. And then if I hit tab, now I can say, what was the name of the error again? Zero division error. Zero division error as e. And then I'll just simply go ahead and say print. And in my case, not allowed to divide by zero. Tab, print, something else went wrong. And then finally down here at the very bottom, print. And then this is our cleanup code, just like that. By the way, you'll notice that I brought back up my little bit of code to take a look at. And this is honestly something that I do in the real world, that if I can't remember what the name of a particular exception is, I'll either check the docs or I'll just simply run the code where and force the error to occur. So if I'm trying to find something where maybe, you know, the server's down and I want to figure out what that error is, then I'll just simply disconnect from the network and then just go ahead and run it or put in a garbage connection string and then go ahead and run it and then see what the error is that comes up. Kind of a real quick and easy way to pull that up. So now let's go ahead and run this code. And now what you'll notice is we get that error of not allowed to divide by zero. And then we get our, this is our cleanup code down below that. And so what we saw here is how we can use that try except finally and be able to add in a little bit of error handling and do what's honestly the most common thing to do, which is to exit gracefully.